And welcome back to the broadcast, listeners. Hansa Molina is our guest. AntiCommunistAnalyst.com is his website. Before I speak anymore, before Hansa speaks anymore, let's take John in New York. John, welcome to the broadcast.
Hi, how you doing? Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
Just again, I like Hans's approach and whatnot, but I still feel that, you know, there's a bigger picture. As he's pointing out, there's demonstrating a war of arms and of nuclear and of maybe weather. There's a bigger picture of they can actually destroy. There's several what they call the beast computers set up in, I believe, either St. Louis or Colorado, in Germany and Russia and China. And they're all tied together as a conglomerate of the globalists. And, you know, they can take out the entire world in like 3 minutes with just a vibration and kill every man, woman, and animal alive. And so it's not like, you know, where do you draw the picture of who's doing who to what? And they're all kind of tied in. And, again, I'm sure everybody wants to have control of their own country. So who's going to follow through with everybody's other plan and not have a little bit of the intricacy of their own country's plan or whatever? And then again, you got the Almighty's trying to give everybody an idea of what we should be doing on our own to create our own health and benefit. And it's a pretty entangled web. But
no doubt about it.
You know, I just feel bad that I know the Russians have done also very many good things. I just feel Hans that
which are they? I mean, just name one.
Yeah, what good things?
There was a 60-minute special where the Russians were going to, you know, where their graph said we were attacking them, and the one Russian colonel or general or whoever didn't pull the trigger, and as it was, there was a hoax on his screen.
We were attacking them.
Their screen says we were attacking them, but it was a hoax set up, as I understand, by our CIA that falsely gave them information that we were attacking them, so it was getting them to pull the trigger, and he did not pull the trigger.
Well, there's no documentation there.
Well, it's a 60-minute presentation.
Wait. 60-minute presentation.
Yes.
Once again, I say there's no documentation
Well,
there.
Yeah, you may be right there.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely.
Total media control has been going on for many decades. The press is very, very controlled at this point in time.
Well, again, I just met a man from Bosnia today or yesterday, a truck driver, and, geez, we had a hell of a good conversation, and I'm going to tell you, at heart, he's a good person. And, you know, I've met a lot of good people around the world, and they're all mixed. They can be black, they can be white, they can be red, they can be yellow. There's terrific people around the world, and it just takes everybody doing the best they can do for everybody to make this thing work right.
Yeah, but isn't it unusual that we're having to take care of everybody in the world?
Is that true?
Well, according to the State Department, it is.
Oh, no, yeah, well, again, according to the State Department, which
well,
is a hoax.
The State Department is a hoax? The State Department is a hoax?
Oh, yes.
Why do you say the State Department is a hoax? It's a reality.
It's a reality of creating fraudism, fraud and terrorism and everything else.
Yeah, but they're using the documentation from the State Department. That's where it comes from, and that's what they say. They say there are more than 175 million migrants in the world today. People leave their countries for many reasons, including war and civil conflict, the desire for economic improvement, family reunification, and environmental degradation. What are they talking about there, John?
I understand that, but...
What is he talking about? What are they talking
socialism.
About?
Socialism.
They're talking about the Universal Declaration of Human Rights from the UN system.
Right.
But and the United States mission to the United Nations comes from the State Department. It's not a fraud. It's happening.
But the representation is a fraud. As far as how they're doing it and whatnot, they're not telling you that Planet X is coming by. They're not telling you that this green...
Planet X? Why do you want to deal with Planet X when we're starving? We don't have any business and industry anymore. Most people don't have any jobs, and you're talking about Planet X?
Because it wiped out. Whoever built the pyramid guys knew more than us, and they were wiped out with Planet X.
Well, obviously we can't deal with that because we have no documentation, can we?
Yes, you do have documentation. There's some evidence.
The only documentation we have is that the pyramids are there, and they exist, and we don't know how they were built.
No, there's more than that. I'll be back.
Yeah, you will, huh? Oh, this is crazy. We'll be back. Stay with us.
I cry for my country, for the pain that it's been through.
Okay, welcome back to the broadcast. Here we see water scarcity returns to coast as recovery continues. and people aren't wanting to leave their communities and their homes, I can't blame them, because where are they going to go and what's going to happen to their possessions and property when they leave? But let's go back to John. John, I'm really not interested in Planet X, okay? It can't be documented. We have serious problems in our country today. We've had a history of the 20th century where communism has spread, and yet we've been told communism died. And I believe the people of Russia, like the people of any other country, would like to live in freedom.
Yeah, but they're actually monitoring the planet that's coming at us. They know it's four times heavier than Earth. It's silver. It's
Who's nickel. Monitoring that?
The Catholic Church has got a...
The Catholic Church is monitoring
in
that?
In Arizona.
Why would we trust them?
We're doing it ourselves.
Who's ourselves? Who's we? And where's the documentation coming from? And why do you want to spend time on Planet X?
To the fact that there's like shipping yards 5,000 feet in the air down in Chile that were on the coast. That's exactly what's going to happen to us that happened last time around. As far as like, 250-ton blocks of stone is an evidence of someone having more abilities than what we have.
Why is that relevant today when we're starving in many parts of the country and we have relief efforts? Well, there's no doubt enough.
Just this natural disaster coming at us.
Why do you think this is a natural disaster? Why don't you think it was engineered?
Basically, it is engineered.
Engineered by whom?
I'm going to say God.
Oh, well, that doesn't make relevance when we have Soviet scalar weapons. And Cohen himself has made his own statement. Have you read Cohen's statement about countries being able to use weather modification and eco-terrorism?
I understand that.
Uh-huh.
But it's
here's the point. Look, John, every time Hans is on, you show up, okay? And you go take us off into different directions. Every time this happens, and you seem like you're sort of trying to pull Hans away from different directions that he's concerned about.
Oh, I know. I'm concerned also, and I'm concerned. But at the same time, as he poses that Russia is the only culprit. There's many culprits out there.
Russia is the main culprit. Okay, and Russia was created with the Bolshevik Revolution in Wall Street. We know this, but Russia right now is supposedly our friend. And yet they're not our friends, because Russia all the time has supplied our enemies with the weapons. They're more than likely supplying the insurgents in the Middle East with their weapons right now. That should be our concern.
We supplied the weapons of mass destruction to the Iraq and whatnot of
one more step. Wait a minute. John, wait a minute. Let me jump in real quick. We never supplied any weapons to anybody we never supplied nuclear weapons to Iraq. That's not documented. We supplied plans of warfare to Iraq during the Iranian-Iraqi war. We supplied weapons because Iraq to win was much more, it was much more acceptable than to have to have one big Iran to deal with. That was the plan, and this is just basically not true. We never supplied any WMDs to Iraq. That's not true.
The United States did.
No, we did.
There's been
Russians supplied WMDs to Iraq. They actually removed them out of Iraq before we hit Baghdad.
The first Iraqi war, we blew a lot of our own munitions that we supplied them up.
Maybe so, but every tank in Iraq was a Russian tank that was blown up. Now, this is ridiculous. This is ridiculous, John. You're wasting time right now going back and forth with things you can't document, okay?
There's a documentation of one of our men dying in Germany of weapons of mass destruction, sarin gas, which, again, there's several armament people coming back.
Well, send me the documentation. We'll talk about it.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, John.
Thank you.
Let me real quick read, does 100 million documented murdered people in gulags, in Soviet Union. That's just 100 million victims of the communism.
Yes.
That's documentable, but there's probably much more. But this is just documented.
Hansa, how many people died when communist China came into place in 1949?
Right. Exactly. This is targeted strategy to conquer the world with communism. Communism is used by these criminals. The communist ideology is used as a tool to control the population, to control the society forever.
Yeah.
There's no escaping from this stranglehold, and you can. I live there. You live under iron fences. Let me tell you real quick. One time I went to visit a friend of mine. I had to take a train ride, and that train went by the border, actually by the border with Austria, which was, you know, that was free country back then. They had two soldiers and plus police officers on that train just for that short ride with machine guns. Nobody could ever get up and go to the restroom or anything. You had to just remain sitting, or they would shoot you.
And pee in your pants. And
yeah.
Poop in your pants.
Yeah, exactly, because if you got up, they would put you down and arrest you and stuff, because you could get on top of the train and jump over the fence.
Now, listen, that same thing happened at the Superdome in New Orleans over the weekend, over last week. We boxed in the people there, and they couldn't leave. There wasn't any place to go to the bathroom. There wasn't any food. So we were doing a tactical operation on those people to create an outcome.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, look, you can't compare communists with the intent to organize people and all that. I'm not going to go there, Chris, but the thing is...
The point is, we're there now, Hansa. We're in a communist country now, Hansa. The 45 communist goals are being fulfilled. The communist... 10 planks of the Communist Manifesto are fulfilled. The children in the schools are being dumbed down. The Soviet U.S. education agreements from the Reagan administration are fulfilled. UNESCO in the schools. We are in serious trouble today, and it's all as a result of years of infiltration in our system. The bloodbath is just the bloodbath isn't far away.
It can't happen overnight, but the thing is, I'm looking at the infiltration of our society, bringing it to the state where we don't believe in God anymore. We don't worship God anymore.
Right.
We don't
destruction of the family, et cetera, et cetera. Let's do this. We have a board filling up. Let's move to Paul in Florida. Paul, thank you for your wait. Welcome to the broadcast.
Before I have a question for your guest. But before that, in reference to the shortwave going down. Right when it went down, there was a fairly large power outage down here in Wilton Manors in Oakland Park, which are suburbs of Fort Lauderdale. I think we got one beauty of the solar flare to shut down the power grid like that. And I wouldn't, think twice about it, except that happened at exactly the time that the short wave went down.
Does this mean solar flares are created?
No. What you have from time to time, the sun is in a very active state right now, and you have these huge solar flares. You've seen pictures of the sun before where you have these pinwheel-type ejections coming off it.
Yes.
Okay, if those are extremely strong, it will project a huge amount of electromagnetic energy towards the Earth, and it will cause ionosphere storms, and if it's strong enough, it will shut down power grids, as it did in Canada about 15 years ago.
I see.
We just appear to be in an active phase. But anyway, I just wanted to ask your guest. I'm glad he's on again. He's very interesting. Does he think that if we lifted the trade embargo against Cuba when the Soviet Union collapsed, do you think that we could avoid the ripple effect of our negative relations with Castro? Because now he's playing footsies with... what's his name? Chavez down there, and he's got the oil. Does he think that would have been a viable alternative?
No, absolutely not. No. See, the same thing happened in Eastern Europe. We signed a disarmament treaty with Russia.
Right.
At the same time, Russians were installing their trusted agents in Eastern Europe and then control basically Eastern Europe.
Yeah.
There were, namely in case of Czechoslovakia, there were about 7,000 or 8,000 Czechoslovak citizens recruited by the KGB throughout the 1970s for this sole purpose, to protect the strategy in Czech Republic. And Czech Republic is now a NATO member country.
Yeah.
So no. You see, the bottom line is you don't sign anything with communists. You can't trust them. You can't verify anything. They conceal everything from you. They lie to you, and they will ultimately destroy your society. So the only right approach is to isolate them completely, cut them off from any kind of aid, and prepare to fight them. And if that comes, it's like it's like a cancer.
Yeah.
And it spreads. It keeps spreading. There's no stopping without radical cut. And that cut has to be done one day.
Now that you've identified the problem, what is the solution now between this new association between Castro and Chavez, and also which is exacerbated by the fact that Venezuela provides about 12% of our petroleum? What's the solution? What do we do?
Well, you said it right there. You know, it's the oil supply, basically.
Yeah.
The Russians are trying to cut it off.
Yeah,
and that's the solution. Short term, I guess, to be honest with you, prepare the citizenry for a war. I mean, get the
military war, economic, or both.
I'm sorry?
The
yes.
Military intervention or...
they're setting us up. They're circling around. Look, South America was infiltrated long ago through the drug cartels and that was created by the KGB.
Yeah, they run FARC down there in Colombia.
Right. And you have the Colombian situation now.
Coming from.
Yes.
Yeah, so that was done on purpose.
So we have this set up right now where there might be U.S. warships aiming themselves at Venezuela. We have them allied with Russia and Cuba, and yet their low price of gasoline is enticing to the American public. So we have this scenario in place right now that is could be quite volatile overnight, couldn't it, Anza?
Yeah, well, absolutely. Of course, it could serve also as a decoy to put us towards a target that's not that significant in the game Russia is playing. And meanwhile, it could also start with the terrorist attack against our military installations in America. The terrorist groups are controlled by the Russians, or it could be, you know, implemented by the Spetsnaz, the Russian people that we have here.
Okay, we've got to go to commercial. Paul, I'm going to hold you over to address this one more time with Hansa, and then you have your thoughts about what to do, because I don't see an outcome, listeners, at this point in time with all the engineering going on. Callers, stay with us. We'll continue. We'll be right back. Okay, listeners, welcome back to the broadcast. Yes. Okay, Paul, I think the question you asked Hans is a hard question for anyone to answer, don't you? Don't you think it's hard to answer this question?
Oh, sure. This whole situation is being further complicated by a severe increase, I think, in the Chinese presence in both Cuba and Latin America and most probably Venezuela. And
keep in mind, they have the Panama Canal.
Oh, yeah, they got that, and they got the dock at Long Beach, and they're over here in the Bahamas right offshore.
Yes.
And they've probably got agents, you know, in every Chinese restaurant in the country, for all I know.
Yes.
They're up in Canada. They bought Husky Oil up there.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the Chinese, I think they bought Husky Oil.
Well, here you see scenarios that you just developed for us that are very ominous to what Hans is talking about.
Yeah.
I
think that the Russians and the Chinese have made a deal, and they're going to gang up on us, and they're going to destroy this country.
Now, I think they've already done it at the Security Council branch of the UN, and I think we just received some of that last week in New Orleans.
As there were signatures on Scott Stevens, I think I mentioned you before, on Scott Stevens' website, there were definite signatures of Scalar Technology and that this whole thing was contrived. And since we've got a bunch of bozos up there in Washington, a guy who judged Arabian horses for a living is now head of FEMA. Now, come on.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is out of control.
Well, once again, FEMA is really not the answer, because that's the federalization of the states, of which Governor Blanco rejected, and good for her for doing that. She was doing her job.
Oh, sure she was.
But, Paul, I sort of need to move on. Parting shot.
All right, thank you for taking my call, sir.
Thank you very much,
Paul.
Talk to you later. Bye-bye. Let's move to Jeff in Montana. We're with Hansa Molina. AntiCommunistAnalyst.com is the website. Jeff, welcome to the broadcast.
Hey, yeah, I called you yesterday. I don't know if you recall. It was late in the afternoon.
I don't remember.
It was about the National Geographic special they're going to have on weather control.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, well, it's on at Thursday, 10 a.m., and it's secret weapons, but they changed the... all they have on it is education. They don't have a description on it anymore.
Okay. So that'll be Thursday at 10 p.m.?
10 a.m.
10 a.m. Thursday. Oh, that's a time when nobody's going to be watching.
Yeah, really. So, okay. And I think your guest there is pretty interesting. He's got a lot of good information.
Yes, he does.
A lot of stuff that I learned when I was in the military. I retired out of the Air Force and Army.
Oh, good.
So.
Well, I appreciate that.
Yep.
Thank you, Jeff.
You have a good day. I just wanted to let you know about that info.
Thank you very, very much, Jeff. Do appreciate it. Let's go to John in Pensacola. John, welcome to the show.
Hi, Chris.
Hi, John.
Hi, Hansa.
Hello.
Hey, I'm so glad that at the top of the hour I found out I wasn't tuned into Coast to Coast with Ars Bell and listening to somebody talk about the planet Neferatu or whatever. Oh, boy. I want to thank you, Chris, for coming on board with John Stadtmiller and RBN.
It's my privilege to be here, John. My privilege.
And I really enjoy when you have Hansa on board. What prompted my call is over the last 15 years or so, and now I'm in my sixth decade, I've kind of like pieced together the relevance of the State Department and the UN. And it's almost like a Siamese twin. It reminds me very much of some young women that were born with their heads attached.
Yes.
That have come into the news recently. But
good point.
You know, it's amazing. I mean, the State Department is almost un-American.
I think it's a result of infiltration in the 1930s of communist agents. Hansa?
Yeah, I think it's even longer before that. I did interview with Mr. Cibulka. He was a political prisoner during communist era in Czechoslovakia. Mr. Cibulka, in his interview, I asked him about that, and he said that actually the Comintern was created by the Russian intelligence service and by the Russian communists. These were people, committed communists, that had orders to infiltrate world organizations, governments, the religions, and all that, and to have these institutions under control for long years. So this was nothing unusual.
Yeah, well, Hansa, just look at who you're familiar with, Madeleine Albright, whose father was a Czech diplomat, a communist, okay, and how she held both positions as head of State Department and representative of the United Nations.
Excellent question.
You know, it's just disgusting, and most Americans don't realize that the State Department is really steering the ship of state, that our presidents, Democrat or Republican, or even if we had another from a third party, are marching to the drumbeat of the State Department, it seems, which is leading us, as I feel, into destruction.
Now you're talking.
Yeah.
Thanks, Chris. Thanks, Hansa. Adios.
Yeah, thank you very much. Let me address that. Madeleine Albright, her father, his name was Joseph Korbel. He was actually discovered the Condoleezza Rice.
Okay.
He was the mentor of the Condoleezza Rice. And in my interview with Mr. Cibulka, I asked him about that. And Joseph Korbel was high-level Czechoslovak diplomat during the World War II, and he was the one who orchestrated the Czechoslovak agreement between then free Czechoslovakia and
Stalin. Okay, I'll tell you what, keep your thought in place. We'll let you continue on the other side and bring up TJ in Minnesota. And Hansa, keep your thoughts in place. We'll come right back to you when we return. Welcome back to the broadcast. Before we take TJ Hansa, I want to make sure you've addressed everything you wanted to address regarding Madeleine Albright.
The situation is much more complex. Basically, it's regarding the sale of uranium, U.S. uranium, to North Korea. Now, North Korea is tied to China and Russia. Now, why would they ask for uranium from the Clinton administration? There's a reason for it. Now, Madeleine Albright was basically knew about this several months prior the Senate committee or congressional committee on Armed Forces. What's the name of that committee? You know which one I'm talking about.
Arms Control and Disarmament?
No. The Senate Committee on regarding the U.S. military.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, well, you know which one I'm talking about. I can't remember the name, exact name right now. She was testifying there, and she lied that she only found out about North Korea using the uranium for military purposes about the same time the committee found out. And
okay.
The senators were really upset, and there was a military there was a captain of U.S. Air Force intelligence, and he said, "But Madeleine Albright, Madam Secretary, but that's not true. We supplied you with this information last year, 18 months prior."
Oh.
Basically, Joseph Korbel, Madeleine Albright's father, was the guy behind the agreement between then free Czechoslovakia, or the Czechoslovak government that was still democratic government, and Stalin, signed in 1943 in Moscow. Joseph Korbel then defected, quote unquote, to he was in Yugoslavia as a diplomat, and then he moved to as a supposedly victim of communism. He moved to the United States in 1948 after the victory of communism in Czechoslovakia. Now, at the same time, when Madeleine Albright was already working for the Center for Strategic Studies, the Soviet and Eastern European section in America, her cousin, Mrs. Dagmar Daimlova, who was there with the Korbel family in London, was employed by the Czechoslovak Communist Press Agency in the foreign section. So she was basically broadcaster in the communist radio in the press agency. Mm-hmm. Now, that's totally impossible to happen. If you had any member of the family in a capitalist country, you wouldn't be allowed to clean the floors over there in such a high-level communist agency.
Now, Madeleine Albright was an agent for the Russians and the communists?
Let me quote the Bible. Jesus said, by their fruits you will know them. So that's what I can say about it.
Okay, let's do this. Let's move on to TJ. He's been waiting for a while, and let's bring him up. TJ, welcome to the broadcast.
Hello, Chris. Hello, Hans. I'm going to talk a little slower because there seems to be a disconnect between Chris and Hansa when we discuss communism. And Hansa, can you hear me okay?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
You said that communism is represented by its leaders. They lie to their people. They do everything in secret. And they want power and control. And I didn't know if you were talking about Washington, D.C., or Moscow.
UN Security Council.
Yes, it's more than a Siamese twin. It's triplets. They're all joined at the hip. That's my opinion. And have you ever been to Leningrad, Hansa?
No, I've never been to Russia in my life. Would go anyway. I mean.
Oh, well, okay, but I have. And I got to agree with John, whoever. There's many good people there.
I don't disagree with that either.
No, Chris is a humanitarian. I think all three of us here on the phone right now are humanitarians.
Yes.
But we got a whole bunch of big bullies. They all wear the UN wreath on their head. We don't know who's going to end up holding the biggest stick, and for that we need a lot of prayer. But to not admit that what has happened since that hurricane rolled over Mississippi and Louisiana, and realizing what has transpired there regarding control and force and lies and controlled media and a running man scenario, Hansa, that's a disconnect in my humble opinion.
Look, I grew up in communist country. I've seen these people. I had to serve in the military.
Yeah.
This is long-term strategy they have against America. And you don't see the UN to have any nuclear weapons pointed at America, but you have China, you have North Korea, you have Iran that the Russians are supplying.
Yeah, but keep in mind, Hansa, listen to this now. At the Security Council of the UN system, they have the weapons. They have control of countries and their weapons. The Security Council of the UN. And who's on top of the Security Council? Russia and China.
Well, yeah, but see, U.S. military is not under directive of the UN. But
wait a minute now. Now let's just change this around a little bit. Now let's go back to the Secretary of the Treasury, the U.S. Governor of the International Monetary Fund of the UN. The alternate U.S. Governor of the IMF is Alan Greenspan of the Federal Reserve, which means our Treasury has been turned over to the IMF of the United Nations. Which means that our military is representing the United Nations when it goes overseas. Wherever it goes, our military is part of the UN system.
Correct. Absolute.
This is the documentation, Hansa. I have no choice but to work with this.
I'm talking about long-term communist strategy to conquer the world.
Yeah, but the long-term communist strategy has been going on for the last decade.
Yeah,
where we have the fulfillment of the 45 communist goals in America right now. Including presenting homosexuality as normal and healthy.
Right. Well, I'm talking about
they're promoting gay marriage.
Entire country, by nuclear weapons.
Yeah, but it's already being done without nuclear weapons.
Well, not entirely. You still can.
Well, actually, it entirely is one thought, and almost is another thought.
Well, look, you can still.
Wait a minute. Wait.
Peace be with you, friends. Hey, I want to just say one thing, Hansa. You talked about nuclear weapons pointed. The only people that ever pointed one and used one to great devastation was which country, Hansa?
Well,
go ahead, just say it. Which country was
it? We used them in Hiroshima.
There
you
go.
For what purpose?
Okay.
Yeah, but are you saying that Russia doesn't have nuclear weapons? They have thousands.
No, we're not saying that.
They have
200 bunkers.
That's not what I said, and I don't appreciate people misquoting me. I asked
question.
Hansa, hold on. Go ahead, TJ.
Hansa, you took what I said. You answered the question correctly. Then you tried to misquote me, and I don't like that.
No. You implied that America is somehow behind this whole strategy of conquering the world.
Along with the rest of the UN major power forces of the world.
Absolutely.
That's just my opinion, you know.
So I disagree with you.
Wait a minute, Hansa. Hold it. What is there to disagree about?
Well,
about the UN system and the way it's being engineered today.
Yes, but who's in charge? You said
we don't really know. I wish I knew.
Listen. You have the State Department that has the U.S. mission to the United Nations. The State Department runs this direction. The State Department has a documentation to disarm the population. And they want to disarm the entire world.
Now,
that was from 1961.
Right. Who runs the State Department?
Who runs the State Department?
Are these committed American patriots or are these committed communists?
How would I know? I don't know any of these people. I dealt with the
State Department employee in Prague and U.S. Embassy.
Well, how long ago was that?
Oh, that's 2003.
And so what did he do?
Well, I supplied him all the information and he couldn't care less.
Okay, so what does that mean?
That means, you know, either he's compromised or he was probably from the Clinton era appointed there. So.
Well, I don't see that we're disagreeing on anything here.
Well, yeah, but I'm saying basically you can't blame America as a country for terrorism or running the UN or nuclear.
Oh, baloney. I can blame America for everything. I can blame America for the Second World War. I can blame America for Korea. I can blame America for Vietnam. And I can blame America right now for what's going on in the Middle East.
Yeah, but I'm talking about the long-term strategy
that's
that was revealed.
That's a long while.
We're talking about the long-term strategy.
Yeah, but long-term strategy of the communists in Russia to conquer the world with communism, I guess
that's been going on for the last 20th century.
Yeah, but you don't really have real communism. There's no real communism here in America.
You got to be kidding!
You better ask
that's terrible. That's a terrible thought to say. We have communism alive and well in America because the children that go to school in America are indoctrinated and dumbed down on purpose.
As long as you're able to talk
government control of the schools.
As long as you're able to talk about this on this radio. You haven't seen nothing yet.
Yeah,
you
but Hansa, this is one of the last areas and radio stations to do this. All other stations are controlled. This is one of the last places we can do this. This is why it's very, very important for people to support this network. Because this is one of the last places to get the information out. That's why this is such a vital network.
Well, what I'm saying, if
okay, TJ, what?
Yeah, I got to go back on radio. Watch, Chris, if you keep hitting the bullseye every day, I'm going to run out of targets here.
Well, I apologize. Like,
Hansa,
for our country.
Hansa, just think a little deeper and watch what's happening in Louisiana, and you gentlemen, keep it peaceful there. I'm out.
Okay, thank you, TJ. At this stage, I see a lot of wrong in our country. I've seen it all my life. I've seen the direction it's turned, and I blame it on the Federal Reserve System, the banking establishment of the world today. And this is where the blame goes. When a nation's money and currency is controlled, the manipulation and the population reduction can continue when the money's offered to do this. You have the Russian-Moscow connection, the Moscow office. You have us merging with Russia. You have agreements that we've signed on to with Russia, and we're merging with Russia right now. And yet, we could have been attacked by Russia just last week with an electromagnetic wave to create this weather anomaly. And it comes from the Security Council branch of the UN system. The UN, you say, is insignificant. The UN...
I didn't say that.
Well, according to Jeff Nyquist, and you always report Jeff Nyquist.
I didn't say that, Chris. I'm saying that the UN is the tool.
But yes, it is the tool.
To soften and cripple the society here.
Yeah, but at
to keep us at the negotiating table while the communists are preparing to attack us. And that's the bottom line. That happened before the Iraqi war. To delay us from basically scoring the points over there to get the Russian weapons while they were trying to get them out of the country, out of Iraq, and that was documented. Satellite pictures and all that, and statements and stuff we found in Iraq, actually, that points to biological, chemical warfare.
Who is Iraq going to use those weapons on?
Well, it was ready. I mean, Saddam, you denying that Saddam used it against their own his own population?
At one time, it was reported that he did.
Yeah, he murdered about 100,000 people up north, northern
it's
Iraq.
It's been reported that that's the case. We've got two more calls. We've got to obligate to the callers. Let's take Joe in Arkansas. Welcome to the show, Joe.
Yeah, hello,
Joe. You're on.
Thank you, Chris. Okay. It's my understanding that Russia, that the Bolsheviks could not have won in Russia without a lot of money from American banks. From
Wall Street, correct.
Uh-huh. And it's also my understanding that Russia could not have survived and become a superpower without constant transfer of money and technology from America. It's also my understanding that China could not have become a superpower without, you know, American industries relocating over there and us buying tons and tons and tons of imports from there and sending our money and technology over to China. You know, it seems like the problem always, you know, comes from, you know, not really from Russia and China themselves, but from, you know, people in our country, businessmen and politicians in our country that are aiding Russia and China in building them up.
I cannot deny what he's saying, Hans. I cannot deny it.
Yeah,
I've done research into this.
Who were these people?
Wall Street bankers.
Well, wasn't one of them Armand Hammer?
I don't know whether he was
Wall Street. Yeah, I've heard that name. Yeah, I've heard that name a lot.
Armand Hammer was committed communist. There was another one. I give you another name. Samuel Rubin.
Yes.
Also a member of the Communist Party USA, one of the founding members.
Also purported to be a Zionist Jew.
Well, look.
We're just trying to connect
dots
here.
There's no such thing as Zionist Jew who believes in communism. You either believe in God or you believe in communism.
I don't know whether that's true or not, but that's your opinion, and there's where we go. But the Zionist Organization of America is a reality. ZOA.org is something that you can check out. Joe, anything else?
Yeah, since we have seen it work this way, you know, I just wonder how long can this, you know, once they destroy the free enterprise economy of the United States that generates so much wealth and generates so much technology and invention and everything, I wonder how long can that system continue until it, kind of collapses under the weight of its own corruption.
Now, there you go. This is a very important statement Joe makes, Hansa, because we're being destroyed without firing a shot right now. Our job and industry is going below the border and overseas. We have many people unemployed today. We have the NAFTA, CAFTA, FTAA. We have the WTO of the UN system. Bill Clinton in charge of tsunami relief. We've got George Herbert Walker Bush that believes in a new world order at the United Nations, which is being done right now because of all the non-governmental organizations with this Katrina relief now. of the UN system?
Well,
it's hard.
I'm trying to warn about the Russian strategy.
Listen,
they might be
ready to attack us with a nuclear bomb. I'm just saying they've already attacked us. They've already attacked us with a weather weapon. And we're financially destitute already. They're redistributing people from down the south. They're redistributing them throughout the United States. That's redistribution of populations, but they're all poor, which is going to make more of these states more poor. Am I wrong when I say this, Joe?
No, I completely agree with you. You know, I think there's a little remnant of the free America left, you know, a little, tiny little remnant here and there left of old America and constitutional America and free America and so on. But for all intents and purposes, you know, basically, the United States is a communist country now, no doubt about it.
Thank you, Joe.
Yeah.
Okay, we've got to move on to John in Tennessee. John, welcome to the broadcast.
Thank you, Chris. Hansa, you know, by no means am I a history teacher. I'll add my two cents, and first of all, before I do that, I'll just say that some of the things that I'm thinking, I'm not comfortable coming to the conclusions that I'm coming to. I don't like it. Hansa, we're here, and we're reasoning together to try and figure out what's going on. Will we figure it out completely? No, never. But if I recall, and I'll make my comments, and you both of you can correct me if I'm wrong, prior to World War II, you had the League of Nations. After World War II, 1948, GATT came along. Shortly after that, the United Nations was founded. You wanted some names. Rockefeller, Carnegie, Eleanor Roosevelt were involved with the United Nations to rewrite the, not necessarily...
Okay, John, you're right on the money. Stay with us. We'll continue on the other side. Almost out of time, and we have more callers. Here it is, the perspective direction is in place for us with no little time left. All right, welcome back to the show, listeners. John has a parting shot as we have Art and another John in Arizona to call that have called in. Let's take John and give you a parting shot, John. I'm sorry for the wait.
That's okay. Am I back on?
You're back on.
Okay, what I wanted to say was Carnegie, Rockefeller, Roosevelt, back in 1948, rewrote a Bill of Rights for the world. And Hansa, you know that our Bill of Rights, we fought over ratification of our Constitution until the first 10 amendments were put in, and it that we were endowed by our Creator with these rights. Now, the Bill of Rights for the Declaration of Human Rights was enacted by the United Nations. You know, it pretty much mirrored the Bill of Rights in the Constitution with one exception, and that's that they were not endowed by any creator. So if they're given by the world or by the United Nations, whatever name you want to put on it, then they're able to take it away. Now, what we need to realize is that there's been an illusion, a hidden agenda, and the evidence is piling up. And like I said before, I don't like what my mind, what the conclusions I'm coming to. I can't stand them, but I have no choice but to accept what my mind is telling me, what I'm reasoning out with the evidence. It's like going to court, and when you see it piling up, you can't help but draw the conclusion that a person can call themselves a Christian. The United States can call itself a Christian nation. That doesn't make it so. Our leaders can say they go to church and they're Christians. That doesn't make it so. It could be very well that they're a pack of liars, that they're out to do exactly what they would have us become, and I think we're seeing it in the Gulf.
John,
you know, those people in New Orleans, fellas, they're never going home.
That's
they
right.
They are never going home.
That's right. And it's a disaster. John, I have to move on. I thank you for your participation. Let's go to Art in Kansas. Art, I'll give you about a minute, listeners. We're running out of time. Art, go ahead.
Can you comment on the Kurds being the commies of Iraq?
Can I comment on that?
Yes.
Communists of Iraq?
No, yes. The Kurds being the communists of Iraq. That's his comment.
I don't see the relevance. I mean, I don't think so. Those are ordinary people that wanted to separate from Iraq, from the tyranny.
I have read that the minute Saddam was gone, they started publishing the Daily Worker in the Kurdish area and distributing it throughout the country.
Yeah, but that doesn't represent the whole population,
does it? But then yet we condone the Communist Party of Iraq, don't we?
And the Kurds are having a big say in the Constitution, apparently.
Yeah, but that doesn't represent the whole population, does it?
No,
that's very true. That's very true.
Yeah. But I wish people would know about that, because all we hear are good things about the Kurds.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, of course they would have Communist Party in Kurdistan. I mean, in that situation, those are probably most likely people that were brought in from Russia, from that, you know, Republic of Kurdistan.
That's quite possible, but I just wish people would know about it.
I appreciate your comment, Art. Good statement.
Okay.
John in Arizona, we need to move to you real quickly. John, welcome.
Okay, I just had something real quick. I just want to say, from everything that I've read, is clearly the communists, the Zionists, are clearly inside the gates. The barbarians are inside the gates. We're being destroyed from within. I wouldn't worry about Venezuela, Cuba, Russia, any of those foreign countries. Sure, they could launch a nuke upon the United States, but that's not the issue. We are being destroyed from within. I'll tell you what, a real good book is by Colonel Don DeGrand Prix. It's called The Enemies With Inside the Gates.
I appreciate
everybody
that.
To read it.
Thank you, John.
Yep.
We're out of time. Hansa, give me a call after the show, as usual, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. God bless you all. Thank you.